Walk the halls of GSA. Talk to the employees. See the results of GSA's work. The effect of not having a permanent administrator for almost 2 years is hardly noticeable from the outside. GSA awarded the Alion contract. It spent more than $300 million on new fuel-efficient cars for the government. And you hear a few complaints from vendors or other agencies about how GSA is handling procurements or spending more than $5 billion to improve federal buildings. But if you dig a little deeper, that is where the problem, the obstructions, and the crisis are beginning to fester. Current and former GSA officials I've talked to say their concerns are growing about whether the agency can sustain their continued success and momentum without someone like Martha Johnson. Johnson is President Obama's nominee to be the agency's administrator. The Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee approved Johnson's nomination in May, but Senator Christopher Bond of Missouri has put a hold on the nomination because he's unhappy with GSA's plans to build a federal building in Kansas City. One GSA source, who requested anonymity because the subject is sensitive, tells me agency employees are uneasy and their confidence is shrinking about the direction the agency is heading. Another GSA official tells me the strategic vision is missing because an acting administrator worries more about the day-to-day operations. And former GSA officials say the lack of a political appointee is leading to other senior leaders focusing on themselves and not on the agency as a whole. Seher Wali is GSA's Director of Communications. She acknowledges the impact of not having a permanent leader is having on GSA.
I wouldn't say that it was a question of speed. I wouldn't say that it was a question of, you know, not getting the job done. But it's a question of getting the job done in outside-the-box ways. Martha Johnson, in her previous tenure under David Barham, was known for innovation across the agency, for building a culture towards that idea of innovation. And that's what we're hopeful for from her when she is confirmed as the administrator here. And that is something that the agency will see across the board and in all the work that we do.
Wali says GSA's political and career staff are meeting all of the goals and priorities for the administration, but having a more stable set of executives, such as Johnson, would make a big difference.
It's no secret that the agency's been in transition for about 2 years now. The wonderful thing about GSA is the people that work for it, and under this administration, the agency's been given an unprecedented mandate to not only green the country, but to help turn around the economy. And the people of GSA have been doing a fantastic job of doing that. But as you know, the General Services Administration is the business of government. And imagine running a business for 2 years without a permanent CEO. Though we are getting the job done, we look forward to the day when our administrator will be confirmed and we can have that permanent leadership to take the agency to the next level.
John Sindelar worked at GSA for more than 25 years. He agrees with Wali and others that the agency adapts well to the leadership shuffle. But Sindelar, now a client industry executive with Hewlett-Packard, says the lack of stability will begin to show in the coming months.
Having that void or that vacuum at the top in terms of leadership impedes in general the ability of an organization to carry out its mission for which the agency was established. And a very telling way is the policy setting that gets expressed through budget priorities and resource determination, which is actually timely, given the fact that agencies are going through the budget process right now for 2011. So, administrator sets policy largely by decisions related to the budget submitted to Office of Management and Budget and Congress. In terms of a new president and a lack of a head of an agency, and I think this is particularly important with GSA, given GSA's mission and role in the federal community, and that is policy alignment with key administration initiatives, because GSA is central to, and has been for a number of years, central to carrying out those initiatives, working with other agencies in doing so, and being the liaison with the Office of Management and Budget and White House, as well as Congress.
He adds the pulpit that a political appointee holds can't be replaced or duplicated by a career person.
The fact is, and this is true of all large organizations, you have a certain amount of disagreement on policies, particularly if there's significant new initiatives that GSA is expected to lead or you're expected to implement within your agency. You have some behaviors that I would call maybe passive aggressive, and I'm not saying GSA has been this way, but it's certainly true in the organizational experience that I've had with government and to some extent on the commercial side. Passive-aggressive in terms of actually not moving as quick as you could if you don't agree with the policy and waiting out the acting administrator or anybody in a very senior position.
And then there are actual disputes that are harder to solve without someone like Johnson.
Another issue would be communications. If you're in an acting position, you can be relatively effective, but in terms of, again, somebody, let's say, in a congressional hearing, dealing directly with industry on contentious issues, maybe around procurement, whatever it is, they really want to hear with somebody that they think is going to be there for a while and can actually make their decisions and their opinions stick within the agency and how they operate. And while an acting can do that to a certain extent, not quite the same way as somebody permanently in that position as a political appointee.
The first GSA source says political leaders have more access and respect in the White House when it comes to solving these issues and other challenges than any career person could have. And on top of all of these things, there's the morale issue. Sindelar and others say the ongoing parade of acting administrators slows the agency's momentum for all employees.
I think in this era right now where government-wide, enterprise, cross-organization initiatives are important both to the Obama administration and the previous administration, I think it's more critical than ever to have somebody at the head of the agency that's actually working with other agencies and can deliver the message to Congress and so forth. And
the morale issue really started to have an effect on the agency when the Bush administration decided to bring in Jim Williams as acting administrator. The first GSA source tells me it was done in a poor way. Williams' nomination was stalled in Congress by Senator Charles Grassley, who put a hold on it over contracting issues. The source adds the Obama administration's treatment of Williams when they brought in Paul Prouty to be acting administrator also left a bad taste in some people's mouths. The source goes on to say Prouty's interim status also left some people scratching their heads. He was honest about knowing little about huge parts of GSA's core mission. The source asks why not let Williams remain acting or let former Deputy Administrator Barney Brasso step in the short term. Brasso retired earlier this month. The source says that when there's a permanent boss, there's definitely a different attitude across the agency. Get on board or go somewhere else. But for now, some employees view all these acting administrators as caretakers without real authority. The second GSA source tells me that the pressure to get things done is not as great without the political appointee. Additionally, the source says GSA's role across government is being diminished without an agency head with the same status as other political appointees. Current and former GSA officials say the decision by Danielle Germain to step down as chief of staff signals the death knell for Johnson's nomination. And if that's true, it means the merry-go-round of acting administrators will continue for some time. Join me for part two of my special report, Agency Instability, for answers to these questions. Will Martha Johnson ever get confirmed? Is Senator Bond's hold an abuse of power? And how has this mobilized industry into action? Jason Miller, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.